Forecast for today, clouds on the increase. We do have a chance for some afternoon showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, and a high today near 70. Sunday night's tragic death of two juniors and a 2015 graduate of Burlington High School in a Walworth County traffic crash resulted in counselors being available at the school today and a community gathering set for this evening. All three were in that vehicle that left a county road in Lyons Township and then slammed into a tree, the impact leading to a devastating fire. The school officials putting out a statement that says, "We are grieving the loss of Hunter Morby and Jason Davis, juniors at Burlington, and 2015 graduate Landon Bowen. Our community has suffered a tragic loss of young individuals," the Facebook posting from Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty. "I know this community will help in any way that we can. Our deepest sympathy goes out to the families and friends of the students," according to the Burlington officials. They say that a 7 o'clock gathering tonight at Burlington High School's gymnasium will be for the students, the staff, and the community. A traffic violation reportedly just part of the reason Racine police were pursuing a vehicle on the city's north side Monday afternoon. That car crashing minutes later around the 3000 block of Erie Street and two men taken into custody. Before the vehicle went out of control, one of the occupants got out and ran, officers later catching up to him. The offending car, meanwhile, kept going north on Erie at a high rate of speed. It then left the street, however, went through a couple of yards, hit at least one tree, and then nearly missed a couple of homes. The driver managed to crawl out of the wreckage and started to run. Officers managed to track him, though, a few blocks away. Kenosha area Vietnam veterans held their annual Memorial Day ceremony at Library Park with a crowd of more than 100 in attendance. Tim Green is captain of the group's Honor Guard, which attends the funerals of veterans every week. He mentioned Wisconsin with 161 casualties from the Vietnam War, and 45 of them were from Kenosha.
"I can't tell you how busy we are. I want to thank the families and everything for all the inconveniences, these guys' families, and thank them and everything, because we're gone almost every day, every other day we're out doing funerals. We did 56 funerals already this year, not count ceremonies and everything. We're just constantly busy, but we do it because we love it for our brothers and sisters."
American Legion Post 21 Commander Thomas Vicentainer was there. He went beyond Vietnam and mentioned 121 soldiers from the state killed in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2003.
92 in Iraq, 29 in Afghanistan. 83 of them served in the Army. 33 served in the Marines, 3 served in the Air Force, and 2 served in the Navy. 6 of them were from Kenosha County.
Meanwhile, the American Legion Post 21's Memorial Day ceremony at Green Ridge Cemetery in Kenosha drew a crowd of more than 200. Post 21 Adjutant Herschel Ryle said, "The entire community owes a deep debt of gratitude to military members who gave their lives to keep America's freedom over the years and to fight today's war on terrorism."
"We need to be there for them, not just as members of the American Legion family, but as American citizens. Nobody can replace these fallen heroes, especially in the eyes of their family. But we can offer shoulders to cry on, assistance with educational expenses, and assurance that their loved ones' sacrifice will not be forgotten."
Meanwhile, at Graceland Cemetery in Racine, former city administrator and Army veteran Tom Friedel was the keynote speaker. He talked about three poems he recalled about those who died in service to their countries, recalling two men from Racine who died in Vietnam, the other listed as missing in action, Friedel stating they, in some ways, changed his life.
"It was many years after the fact that I really realized how much these deaths had influenced my life. The decisions that I would make, the path of public service that I would choose to take. And I know that there are many of you out here today who know someone personally like I do, and you're here to honor them. I hope that you too have found a way to give meaning to their deaths through your life's actions."
That ceremony following yesterday's Memorial Day parade. But he noted there's only... Visioning a Greater Racine, announcing Racine native and former NBA star Caron Butler is going to be speaking to youngsters during two visioning events on June the 24th, 10 to 11:30 in the morning at the Prairie School's Johnson Athletic Center, and from 2 until 2:30 that afternoon in the Park High School Fieldhouse. He'll talk to each group about the importance of community, the first 100 at each of the event sites receiving a signed copy of his new book, Tough Juice, My Journey from the Streets to the NBA. Tom Bueller heads up the Visioning a Greater Racine effort and says Butler will talk with the 12 to 18-year-olds about their ideas on how to make Greater Racine a flourishing community. Advance tickets to allow one student and one parent admission are necessary to attend, and they become available June the 13th 4:30 till 6 p.m. at the Racine Family YMCA on Lake Avenue, also the Mount Pleasant YMCA location on Campus Drive. There's more information at visioningagreaterracine.org. An elderly Milwaukee man plus a 9-year-old boy from Racine and a Brookfield woman, all with minor injuries, two carriage ponies ran into the crowd at the Memorial Day Parade in Elm Grove. The ponies may have been startled by small fireworks or children throwing tennis balls. They broke free from their handlers. A 2-year project to rebuild U.S. Highway 45 from the north side of Union Grove to Highway 20 set to begin next week. Phase 1 to involve removing the old roadway, grading the road surface and ditches, replacing the culverts, then paving the new roadway from 7th Avenue into the Grove to just north of Church Road, and replacing the signalized intersection at County Highway C with a roundabout. The DOT's Brian Deneve says the boasted detour includes Highway 75, but he's suggesting using Highway C to access businesses near the intersection of 45 and C.
We definitely encourage you to still patronize those businesses. It may be a better idea to actually use County C to try to get there rather than going through the longer closure on U.S. 45, because while County C is closed at the intersection at U.S. 45, there won't be restrictions otherwise. So the trip will probably be a lot easier to get to those locations of businesses using County C.
And at some time in the next few weeks, he says a small segment of 45 near Union Grove High School is going to be closed. That to all traffic. They have to replace a large culvert
there, and those are essentially under the roadway, so we have to dig it all the way up. So there's really no opportunity for any vehicles to pass through there. So that'll be taking place for up to 8 weeks.
Next year, the project moves into the area from Church Road to Highway 20. This is about a $10 million project all total, expected to be completed in the fall of next year. Kenosha's Velodrome going to be closed again tomorrow to complete the painting of the racing lines they need. It's a project that was dependent on the weather forecast, and maybe they're going to get it this time. City's Public Works Department and the Velodrome Association working with the Advanced Pavement Markings Company to get this work done. They need the proper drying time, so they're going to close it as of tomorrow, and then the track will be closed through Sunday, June the 4th. Racine Waterworks Commission meets at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the City Hall Annex. The agenda includes an update from General Manager Keith Haas on the public outreach about lead information, as well as the latest water rate case. Then the Wastewater Commission will meet right afterward. That agenda includes Haas with information on the May 20th household hazardous waste effort and mention of the Central States Water Environment Association Lab Analyst of the Year Award. And the word cryptosporidium still has significant meaning here in southeast Wisconsin, given what happened with the water quality, first in Milwaukee back in 1993, then in Racine. That's why a CDC warning about swimming this summer kind of grabs attention.
In 2014, there were 16 outbreaks. We have at least 32 for 2016.
That is the CDC's Michelle Halowska, says crypto is nothing to mess with.
This parasite can cause diarrhea for up to 3 weeks in otherwise healthy people.
The scare in Milwaukee and in Racine 24 years ago led to some major water utility filtration system upgrades, costing millions of dollars. Not to be confused with the U.S. Highway 45 project that's about to begin in Racine County, the State Department of Transportation points out the intersection of Highway 45 and Highway C in Kenosha County is going to be closed to traffic beginning tomorrow and closed for a couple of weeks. They've got some intersection improvements they want to do, plus the installation of traffic signals. Now, a detour is going to be posted for that. Again, this closure with Highway 45 and C is in Kenosha County. But coming up, Highway 45 in Racine County, that project beginning on June the 5th. Latest Wisconsin Realtors Association report about existing home sales based on April and year-to-date numbers showed some mixed results in the southeast region, especially for Kenosha and Racine counties. Statewide, though, Realtors Group economist David Clark notes the number of available homes has fallen 28% in the past couple of years.
If you look at the overall picture from the standpoint of realtors, they're working pretty hard. They've got lots of buyers, so they're moving homes quickly. Our average days on the market statewide have certainly fallen.
Kenosha County sales in April off by 15%, up 9% in Racine County. 4-month sales showing Racine County up 6.7% and Kenosha County sales down 13%. One of the many facilities projects scheduled to take place this summer in Racine Unified once the school year comes to an end in a couple of weeks, ADA improvements at the library to Horlick High School, including a ramp. Facilities Director Brian Arnold telling the Board of Education that 4 bids were received to do this work.
It's adding a ramp for ADA accessibility, replacing the carpet, doing asbestos abatement that needs to be done, doing a little bit of dress-up of the ceiling to make the space a little more modern-looking, few new shelves, But the biggest thing that you would see would be the ramp when you go into the space.
Chief Operations Officer David Hazen noted several of the district's old buildings have ADA issues, but he said there's only so much money to address them, one at a time and based on priority.
For example, Horlick does not have an elevator. So we're going to add one with the science labs. We have other buildings that are like that. It's just most of the district's buildings were built long before ADA was even thought of. And that's some of the things we're using a referendum money for, is to make ADA accessible when it's part of a project or when we do it. And this was because of the additional work that we're doing in the library. It made sense to do it at this time. But I wish we could do them all, believe me, but it just... do them as we go.
The ADA work at Horlick's Library this summer will be done by Bukacek Construction. The cost, just under $168,000, and that will be referendum funding. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee is holding another 5:30 p.m. public hearing at City Hall in Council Chambers on proposed street improvements. That'll be followed by the regular business meeting, at which the agenda items include possible extension of the city's recycling contract with John's Disposal Service, results of the request for qualifications on the engineering and construction services for the sidewalk maintenance program, also 2016 numbers on repair and replacement, and the status of the public safety building, which will be part of a study that'll be done. That was budgeted by the council last fall. And how about this? A section of the former Joliet Correctional Center in Illinois caught fire last evening. Same one seen in the beginning of the famous Blues Brothers movie. Burned for at least a couple of hours. Details not exactly available on how it all started. The old Joliet prison closed since the early 2000s has been used for a number of film projects, but most famously the Blues Brothers in 1980. Joliet Jake Blues, that's John Belushi, walking out of that prison. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.